The Last Word on Business.
With Fitzgerald Power, offering innovative corporate finance solutions for every business challenge. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Ian Guider is away today, so what we've decided to do is do a bit of a special on the consequences for the agribusiness sector in Ireland of the current rainfall. 140% of the normal rain in the month of March. Kieran Fitzgerald is a food economist. What does that do for output from the country's farms? And what's it going to do then, indeed, for supplies to manufacturers and to retailers?
Well, I think it's bad news all around because, you know, right across the farming sectors, you have this dreadful rainfall resulting in a situation where farmers can't get into the fields themselves to plant the spring crops of barley and wheat, etc. They can't get into the crops that were planted last autumn and winter to spray those and manage them. And in terms of the state of the grass and pastures, while there has been a little bit of an improvement in growth, basically the ground is so wet that you can't put cows out to feed on grass, and you're at a critical time out of the year because a lot of calves would have been born in February and cows would go out normally in the month of March, start eating fresh grass, and then you get a milk production surge from that. We're not getting that, and milk production is back about 6%. So the output or the outlook for output and incomes this year is pretty grim. As I say, there's without wishing for, if you like, things to just change overnight. We do need a change, clearly, in terms of what's happening in the marketplace. And I suppose what's also out there is there's a huge degree of annoyance because we've just had Easter, which is a time for lamb and some vegetables come on board, and yet we find our retail friends selling product at or below cost when farmers are struggling with higher costs.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Kieran, well, given that
it's the classic loss leading, and you know, this is a process by which at a season, whether it's Easter for lamb and Easter eggs or Christmas for turkeys and sprouts, despite the fact that the producer, the farmer, has spent a good part of a year putting a lot of time and money into producing a product, a retailer, whether that's supermarket or discounter, uses the fact that this is a seasonal item that's in demand, sells it at no margin, and you know, the retailer will say, well, we got no margin on it. But the result of that is that
We seem to have lost Kieran off the line. While we get him back on the line, we want to go to Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, because is this very unusual, Alan, this type of rain? I mean, I know 140% above normal sounds ridiculous, but can that happen? Has that happened before, or is this a real freak occasion?
Well, we've certainly had very wet Marches before, and we've had wet springs. I think what's the most unusual part here is this is going on now close to 8 months, really. We've had above average rainfall since July last year, and in almost every month since then. November, I think, was just close to normal, but every other month since then has been above normal rainfall. So there's been a kind of a constant wetter than average rainfall amount, which has meant the rain has kept coming and the ground is completely saturated and it isn't getting a chance to dry out at all, which is why it's having the impact on the farming community especially, but obviously on agriculture and also golf courses and horse racing and everything else that requires, you know, ground conditions to be favourable. So it's been very unusual to have such a long wet season.
And given that there's so much rain has fallen, does that mean it's going to take even longer to dry out?
It does. We really need about 10 good days of drying weather now. I mean, obviously this is the time of the year where the days are getting longer. The sun is getting more hours and there is more drying hours in the day. So, you know, we are coming into that point of view is good, but we need more than a week of dry weather now. I mean, a few dry days is not going to be enough to get ground conditions back to normal.
And by the sounds of it, we're not going to even get a few dry days, are we?
Not in the next week to 10 days, no. We have a lot more rain actually to come, and we have a potential storm for Saturday as well with a risk of some very strong and damaging winds. So the low pressure systems are going to continue for another week. Some of the weather models showing possibly 50 to 60 millimetres of rain more to come in the southwest over the next 5 to 6 days, which could lead to some local flooding there. But there's no real respite in the reliable time frame. I did post today that the weather models are showing a hint that high pressure could start around the middle of the month, but I've posted that over a few occasions in the last few months, Matt, and as we got closer to the weather models, they've seen the high pressure slip away. So, you know, we're looking at another 10 days realistically of this weather, which means even if we do get high pressure coming around the middle of the month, it's going to be the end of the month really before conditions start to properly improve, and that's a big if at the moment.
Ciarán Fitzgerald is back with us. And that point you were making about the retailers using products such as lamb and seasonal vegetables as loss leaders, and because of that, paying a low price to the farmers. Is that not counterproductive in the long term? And that if you start forcing your suppliers onto their knees financially, that they may not be able to supply you in years to come?
Well, I think this is the reality of what's been happening, Matt, for particularly the last 20 years, that the cost of food has become disconnected from the price, and the sort of, I suppose, the economic ideology was, well, you know, you just replace your local producer with global source of food supply, and on that basis, you know, 10 years ago, there was a lot of talk about all our meat will come from Brazil and all our dairy products will come from New Zealand. So it's a model that is breaking, and it speaks against some of the climate issues that we're trying to address as well. So it does need to be addressed in the context of between what's happening on climate, as in the weather, and what's happening on regulation. We're forcing up the cost of production of food all the time, and we can't have this situation where you have a highly regulated and intervened cost of production, and yet in the marketplace your product is being used, if you like, to make profit for a reseller. That can no longer, I think, be a disconnect, and it has to change very quickly.
Okay, and what about then, as well as that, for the use of, say, dairy, for example, for added value products? Will that cause a knock-on increase in price again here if we have a situation where there's an undersupply?
There is no doubt. So you're going to see a change in prices coming from undersupply. You're also seeing, if this weather pattern is going to be more permanent, then it means that cows will not get out to grass for the months that we want them to get out to grass. Now, that can be managed, as it is in most other European countries, by feeding cows for a longer period. But the cost of production goes up quite significantly, because grass is a very, you know, energy efficient and carbon efficient product. But and if you replace that with grain, you put up the cost of production. So we can't continue to have, on the one hand, these changes and sort of this, as I said, disconnected view over what happens to price. We need to join up the dots properly.
Ciarán Fitzgerald, food economist, and Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.